Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Permanece en mi amor, dice el Señor. El que permanece en mí y yo en él, ese da fruto abundante. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya.
El Señor esté con ustedes.
Y con tu espíritu.
Con la lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Marcos.
Gloria.
En aquel tiempo, Jesús subió al monte, llamó a los que él quiso y ellos lo siguieron. Constituyó a 12 para que se quedaran con él, para mandarlos a predicar y para que tuvieran el poder de expulsar a los demonios. Constituyó entonces a los 12 a Simón, al cual le impuso el nombre de Pedro, después a Santiago y a Juan, hijos de Zebedeo, a quienes dio el nombre de Boanerges, es decir, hijos del trueno, a Andrés, Felipe, Bartolomé, Mateo, Tomás, Santiago, el de Alfeo, Tadeo, Simón, el Galileo, y a Judas Iscariote, que después lo traicionó. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Palabra del Señor.
Jesus is in you, Jesus. Names in general, but especially in the Bible, are really, really important. The gospel today, we hear a number of names and get a glimpse of just why they're so important. Simon, whom he named Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, the sons of thunder, and so on and so on and so on. They're important because the names signify something about their character. The same is true of the saint whose feast we keep today, Agnes, Ines. This name, signifies, there we go. The name signifies two different things, one in Latin and another in Greek. And because of where she lived, it's likely that her parents knew both. In Latin, Agnes sounds like Agnus, like Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. And it's for this reason that every year the Holy Father blesses the new lambs from which will come the wool that make the palliums of the archbishops. But in Greek, which is probably the language Agnes's people actually spoke, it's Agni, that is holy. Agni is the prefix before a person's name in Greek to make them a saint. In some ways, her parents were prophetic. Agnes's story is one of the most consistent and important throughout the early church, right? So she is accosted on the street. Somebody falls in love with her at first sight, and she's not interested. But he stays interested. And his dad's important. So his dad prosecutes the family for being a Christian, sells her into a whorehouse. Nobody can touch her. Every guy that tries gets sort of electrocuted, zapped backwards. So eventually, she protests loud enough that, like, all right, we got to get rid of her. And then, of course, every way they try and kill her. Doesn't take. They say when the axe man finally came to take her head, he hesitated because of her beauty and because of her bravery. And she said, strike on. It doesn't do for the bride to keep the groom waiting. Whether we realize it or not, Saul and David's names mean something too. David, my beloved, my darling, would be a term of endearment. Thou-y, sweetheart, something like that. So he became Israel's sweetheart, sort of Kennedy situation, the Camelot of ancient Israel. Saul has a very peculiar name that becomes popular, but it's not known if anybody had it before him. This might be like the St. Francis situation where he got it and so it was popularized. It literally means the one you asked for, or what was asked for. And that's telling, right, given their story. Saul is the king they asked for and got and was like real bad at it. David, nobody asked for, but is exactly what they needed. In this way, he becomes their sweetheart, their darling, their beloved. Each one of us has the same kind of choice. Not to live up to the quality of our name. Some of us may not even like our names. But to live up to the character of that name which matters most. That of Christian. La misma elección está abierta para nosotros esta noche, en esta misa. Cualquiera que sea nosotros, nuestro nombre, podemos elegir ser definidos por nuestros pecados o nuestras mejores inclinaciones. Podemos vivir como hombres y mujeres conforme al corazón de Dios. Pero si elegimos la santidad, si dejamos que Dios nos haga santos, Inies, agios. Entonces lo que hagamos esta noche debería ser tan natural como respirar. Y Dios nos salvará en nuestro sufrimiento como lo hizo con Santa Inés hace tanto tiempo. We can choose ourselves after the example of little Agnes. To follow our better inclinations, to not be defined by our sins. And so, even in our sufferings, to be sanctified, perfected, and share in the salvation of the world.